After Russia holds an election next year, Vladimir Putin says he will step down as president. He says that, but you wouldn't guess it from the mass rallies and other forms of public adulation staged by his supporters. Experts say the Kremlin has created a cult of personality around Putin to ensure that he can hold on to power even after his presidential term ends. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
Members of the pro-Kremlin United Russia Party applauded last week at a gathering called to name a new candidate for the presidential election next March. He's a Putin crony named Dmitry Medvedev. But someone else stole the show. At the podium, it was Vladimir Putin who sternly ordered that planned increases for state wages be doubled next year, and he admonished officials to work harder. We all simply have to roll up our sleeves and get to work, Putin told the assembled politicians. To work without any arrogance and ambition, giving everything we have. The president went on to say that if Russians elect Medvedev president next year, he would agree to become the country's new prime minister. It's not certain whether a prime minister Putin would share power with a new president or continue dominating politics. But it is clear he's keeping his options open. Putin's populist-sounding pronouncements have made the authoritarian president very, very popular. He has an approval rating of more than 80%, and the Kremlin wants to keep it that way. A pop group performed on stage outside Red Square 3 weeks ago in front of 30,000 members of the pro-Kremlin youth group Nashe, or Ours. They'd gathered to congratulate Putin several days after his United Russia Party won a landslide victory in parliamentary elections. Independent observers said the Kremlin had silenced the opposition and rigged the vote. But members of Nashe call such critics traitors to Russia. Addressing the crowd on a raw, blustery day, Nashe leader Nikita Burevikov said United Russia's win was a victory for the entire country. He said it gave Putin authority in a new capacity as the country's national leader. As the rally continued, loudspeakers blared pro-Putin slogans. Nashe organizers urged the youth group's members to stop the opposition from stealing their victory, saying they should be prepared to use violence. Teenagers were sent here by train from around the country. Among them was 19-year-old Anna Petrova, a student from the Siberian city of Tomsk, who said she welcomed the chance to congratulate Putin.
We love Putin. He's the symbol of Russia's bright future and the guarantor of its current direction. We want him to continue to be our leader.
16-year-old Vanya Korolev from the southern city of Rostov said students were taken out of school to attend the rally.
I came because I had nothing better to do. It's fun to stand here near Red Square and support Nashe and get to see the city.
Human rights groups say children should not be used for political purposes. They're especially alarmed over the establishment of a brand new youth group for 8 to 15-year-olds called Mishki. Mishki, or little bears, also gathered this month to ask Putin to become their mentor as the country's chief bear. Pollster Leonid Sidov conducts surveys about Russians' attitudes toward Putin. He says such adulation is part of a full-blown Soviet-style cult of personality.
Of course, the propaganda has great influence on people's minds, but it's not the only factor. I think that the roots of the Putin's cult are much deeper than just the result of propagandistic actions.
Sidov says Putin is genuinely popular because after centuries of authoritarian czarist and communist rule, Russians have come to expect strong leaders to control their vast and unruly country. However, Sidov says the public does not support groups like Nashe. Political observers say the Kremlin is nevertheless pouring money and effort into Nashe because it's still far from clear exactly what will happen to Russia's political landscape after Putin leaves the presidency next year. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.